Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we will have some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, and authors, helping you reconnect with your own beautiful inner core. And before we get into the topic and my guest today, who will be named in just a few minutes, I would like to ask you for a quick favor, which if you have listened before, you already know what I'm going to ask you to do. And this is just a favor to get us ready for the show and all that we may experience. For us and all of our senses to be truly open to the information that will be shared today, we need to take a minute to clear ourselves of anything negative that may have attached itself to us, consciously or subconsciously. So this is a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself whenever you feel negativity cling on to you. Now, work with me as we will take 3 deep breaths in from the stomach area or the diaphragm, and we're pulling it all the way up to the chest and the throat. In the throat area, we'll hold it for just a count of 3, and then release it out as hard as you can to really get rid of any negativity. And do it again, number 2. Take a deep breath in and hold it and release. And I always shake my hands when I do that too. So one more time. Excellent. Very good. Okay. So what's in store for us today? Well, have you ever heard of social media? You probably have. But have you ever heard of the social ROI.com? In either case, today is the day where we can learn much more about social media, Facebook, and all related aspects. As today, I'm welcoming Jarrett James Peterson. And I hope I said that right because I always get it mixed up whether it's James Jarrett or Jarrett James. So how are you doing today, Jarrett?
I'm doing fantastic. Yes, it is Jarrett James. So you got that correct. Thank you,
okay.
Natalie.
Good. I'm always messing that up. I know that, especially when I try and focus. So
yeah.
I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, you've done, I mean, let me just say for people who are listening that you have done a whole lot of work on social media, even though looking at your picture, you seem quite young. And before we get to social media and all of that, I have to ask you a question that I ask all of my guests because it connects to the theme of the show. Mm-hmm. And I hope you're ready because the question is, how well do you know yourself and how did you get there?
That's a great question. I would say that I know myself pretty well. Obviously, there's always more to learn about who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
But for the past couple of years, I've been on the spiritual and personal development path, and I've done a lot of meditation and inner work and a lot of clearing of, you know, limiting beliefs and old patterns, that kind of thing. So I've definitely been on the path of inner development and clearing to, you know, remember and realize who we truly are. And I think through that experience, I've been able to really tap into what my gifts are and what I really enjoy doing. And it is through that energy and realization that I'm able to express a more powerful energy in the work that I do with my business. So I think it's all, obviously it's all connected, and I think that the more inner work we do, the more joy that we can express through whatever creative development and expression that we choose to do.
Wow. So you've done a lot of work, it seems like, and I know that you've done a lot of work, especially on Facebook, where you also have helped me out, have helped some of my friends out, and of course you've done a lot of work with Whispering Energy. And from what you just said, I think it's really crucial, and I know it ties into some of the beliefs that you have about social media, and that is that once you identify your passion and what you really like to do, you can shine so much brighter in the professional work that you do.
Have you seen that
increase in your business? I mean, I know that your Facebook page has a lot of likes.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things that, when I first started on this journey of personal development, the first book that I read was actually Napoleon Hill's, Think and Grow Rich. And that was maybe six or 7 years ago.
Okay.
And it's funny because it came back full circle, because I'm actually in the process of reading Napoleon Hill's book, The Law of Success in 60 Lessons, which actually came out before Think and Grow Rich. But
interesting. So you're going backwards.
Yeah, exactly. And what I read yesterday was a quote in there, and Napoleon Hill said, it was something around, not exactly, but he said that any action that you take with love in it, it becomes more effective. And so what I've been doing for these past few months, especially with the socialroi.com, is really not only focusing on one specific thing, because me being a creative entrepreneur, I've previously been, you know, focused on a lot of different projects, and they really haven't taken me as far as this one has by simply focusing on one key area, but also being able to focus on the one that I am having the most fun with and that I enjoy doing. Because when you have that energy into something, you will put more hours into it, because it's
right.
Fun. It's something that you would do anyway.
Now you just said fun, and of course I think there are different opinions when it comes to social media. I'm not sure that fun is necessarily the first one that comes to every professional's mind. But what do you think is fun about social media, and how does it connect to your passion?
Yeah. Well, what I love about social media, and, you know, specifically Facebook, just because that's where our focus is being able to connect with a lot of people that are doing similar work in the world. So, I mean, I know from personal experience, you know, the people that are around me and some of the friends that I've been around, I mean, they're not all on the same type of path that I am.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the beautiful things about social media is almost instantly you can find people that are doing the same sorts of things as you, that have the same passions as you, and you can connect with them instantly,
right.
And, you know, connect, share resources, see what they're doing, possibly go to events where, you know, groups of these types of people can get together, and you can really create this powerful mastermind of people to truly transform your life. Because, I mean, I'm sure we've all heard this, that you become, you know, the five people you hang around with the most. And so it's really important, even if it's not in the physical space that you're around people, but how much time are you giving to the people that are around you? What five people are you giving the most time and energy to, even if it's online? But if you're connecting with these people and really building a relationship with people online that are helping you to become a better person and do more of what you enjoy, and that is going to be a huge influence in your life.
Now, a lot of people, though, would say that you cannot build true and lasting relationships in social media because everybody puts on a face or is fake and so forth. What would you say to that?
I would say that any person that puts on a fake front, I mean, that could be just as transparent as if it's in real life. I think one of the most powerful things about social media is the fact of being able to be transparent, and it's when that... It's because it goes deeper than just the words or the text or the pictures or the videos you share. I mean, everything that we do has an energy embedded into it.
Right.
And so when you put that energy into your messages, into your pictures, into your videos, whatever it is that you're doing, either consciously or unconsciously, people are going to be able to pick up on that, because we all are connected with, you know, a thought mind, whatever we want to refer to this energy that we all are. Everyone is connected on that, and everything has a vibration to it. So if you're, and this has actually been shown, because when with like automatic posting, things like that. They've been shown that those automatic systems that can just post messages for you automatically, mm-hmm. they don't get as much response right. or engagement versus you posting the message live.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a lot of variables in that equation, but one of the things that I truly believe is part of that is your energy is not being focused on embedding that conscious energy into that message.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I think that's a really important point because that goes back to the relationship building. You're not just posting sentences, you're actually responding. You're actually having conversations on Facebook. Or on Twitter for that matter, but in your instance, of course, on Facebook, and that, of course, is relationship building. And like you said, the more love you put in, the more relations you're probably going to build. So.
Absolutely. And it's funny because when I first started a few years ago just getting more involved in social media, I was actually a lot more into Twitter than I was Facebook. And at that mm-hmm. time, I found it very surprising that I could feel a connection with a lot of people just in 140 characters or less. Like, it really blew my mind that, like, how that was even possible. But I think it's because there is that 140 character limit on Twitter mm-hmm. that you do have to keep your messages concise and
right.
more packaged so that there is a more potent energy in there so that the message can come out more clearly. And I think when you do that, people can absorb it and receive it much mm-hmm. more clearly.
Wow. Well, we're definitely going to talk more about that, but mostly, of course, Facebook and how to attract more clients. We are going to go on a quick break, but you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, and we will be right back.
Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
And we're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. My guest today is Jared James Peterson, and we are talking about social media and doing what you love, getting more business by putting your loving energy into everything that you do. I think that's sort of what you said, Jared, before the break. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a good description of it.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more, because one of the things that you do with the social ROI is, for example, with fan pages on Facebook, you help people create them. You helped me, for example. You helped Tina, I guess, from last week, and a whole lot of other people create wonderful fan pages. And you mentioned earlier that we need to put our energy into our own pages, into the relationship building. So if you do a page for me, then whose energy is actually in my page?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question. And I think there are two points to that. One is with the development of the actual fan page, that's one aspect of it. And then actually posting the messages and building the relationships on an ongoing basis, that's sort of a different aspect of it. So with the fan page itself, what we do is we basically create the container for you to provide the information and the energy to be expressed through that page. So what we do is we don't create the actual information to go on the different fan pages for you. Mm-hmm. We basically have you provide the information so that it is your energy, it's your creation, and we just basically create space for you to express that within your fan page. Now, with the other part, with developing messages and, you know, because we do manage the messages for some clients as well. And so with that aspect of it, what we do is we like to talk with our clients and really get clear on what the type of messages that they want to share, because some people will want to be sharing more business-related directly messages. Some people want to build more engagement and just have more of a conversation going, and then, you know, drop business-related messages in there more periodically. But with that, we definitely get clear on what type of messages our clients want to share. And then as far as the energy that's embedded in that, what we do is we operate with a sense of passion and joy. And so no matter who we're doing that for, that energy is going into it. So I think that everyone can universally benefit from that, whether it be myself, whether it be my business partner, or whether it's our client themselves.
Right.
As long as it's embedded with that feeling of joy and happiness, then that's where the energy comes through. And that's one of the ways and reasons why we do manage other people's messages, because, as you mentioned earlier, not everyone has fun with social media, and that's sort of where we come in, because we can... This is something that we enjoy doing, and so we can put that energy and put that message out for people, because it's what we enjoy doing. So it's all about collaborating in that way.
Right. And I also want to point out, since you and I have worked together, I think it was really interesting, the experience itself for me, because you're right. I gave you the material that I wanted in there, and you don't just say, use it this way, and you just don't just give me one draft, but you actually talk with me, and I felt like you were, I guess for lack of a better term, you were actually trying to tune into my energies, my vibrations. You had really looked into what am I doing, what is my message, and then created those pages for me. And I think that shows, because when I look at the page, I see me and not something else. And I think that's really an important piece that I don't think a whole lot of people in social media understand just yet. But I do think you do that very well. And I also want to point out that, I don't know if you mentioned that, but you don't just create the fan pages, you also create videos for people.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And that's, to me, that is fascinating, because again, it really shows how you are able to tune into people by creating a video that sends their message out. And I find it fascinating how you do that.
Thank you.
I don't think I could do it quite that well, but of course I'm also not a programmer or using the social media as well. Other than a fan page and trying to, as you said earlier, be yourself and connect with people and build relationship, What other practical things should people do in order to use social media successfully? What are your thoughts on that? What are your guidelines? What would you recommend?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I would say that, definitely having some sort of professional presence in one way or another. Now, whether it's actually having a custom-made fan page on Facebook, or whether it's having just even a custom-made fan page banner that's sort of like where your profile picture is, like on that side, having something like that customized, just that alone can set you apart, and it can really brand yourself professionally and give people like a call to action. So you can say, you know, visit my website here, or here, if it's more of like a local business, then you could say, call this number or book an appointment or something like that. So I think that is definitely one critical point. And even aside from that, as far as being able to create more of a community on Facebook, I think it's really important to create engaging questions and share content that has people share what their thoughts are. So instead of being interesting, be interested. And so ask questions that allow other people to share what's on their mind and to share what their gifts are or their passions are, so that you can then engage with them that way. So rather, instead of me saying, oh, take a look at this thing that I just did, isn't this cool? You say, one of these, questions that we've asked and we got a lot of responses from is, we ask, you know, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? And then so we get to hear people's responses from that. And then what we do is we then engage with those comments. So a lot of people, this is what I see people doing, is they'll post a message, and even they might ask a question, and then people respond.
Right.
But then they don't respond to those comments. And so this is actually a really critical point of how to become more successful with Facebook, is actually engaging with the comments that you get. So keeping that comment stream going and say, asking them questions. And so, for example, on that, you know, if you could travel anywhere in the world question, once people respond, then I respond back. I'm like, you know, these are fantastic responses. Or if someone says, you know, I would want to go to Hawaii, then I can connect with that and say, oh, you know, I spent 6 months on the Big Island. Or if someone says, you know, Fiji, it's like, oh, that sounds interesting. You know, I've always wanted to go there. And then ask, you know, why did you choose that place over every other place in the world? And so asking another engaging question to get to a deeper level of connection with the people that are responding, and just basically keeping that going as long as you can. And there are a lot of really powerful ways or benefits to doing that, one of which is you're actually building more of a heart space connection with these people. So it's not just, you know, surface level stuff where it's like, okay, what's your, you know, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? And it's like they respond and then nothing.
Right.
It's like, okay.
But yeah, and that's it, right? That's the end of the conversation. Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's funny. I was watching a webinar a couple days ago, and they said, you know, you wouldn't call someone up on the phone and say, hey, how's it going? And then as soon as they answer, you just put the phone down. That doesn't really work. So it's like you have to, you know, listen to what they're saying, respond to them, and actually have a conversation. And so I think that's probably a paradigm shift for a lot of people is with it. They hear social media, but they just think that, okay, I can post a question and people can respond and that's fine. But it's really about having a conversation just like you would, you know, face-to-face or over the phone.
Now, when you're talking about having a conversation and asking those questions, the question that you just brought up is a pretty straightforward question. You know, where would you like to travel? What about the issue that when we talk about heart-centered networking often comes up, allowing yourself to be vulnerable and open? So maybe sharing an experience and asking for comments, or if other people have experienced something similar. Is that something that you would also recommend, or is that something where you say that is not necessarily important?
No, I think that's incredibly important, and it reflects on something that we mentioned earlier about, you know, being transparent and being honest with, you know, with who you really are. And so I think that's absolutely critical to, you know, it's the sort of like there's a whole overall success strategy, and one of which is absolutely sharing any experiences that you've had and asking your fans or followers to, you know, comment if they've had something similar or what they think about it. I think that's absolutely critical. And it's just because there's no one key message that goes out 100% of the time. So it's actually having more of a balanced presence on Facebook and social media in general. So I think absolutely, because, again, when you share an authentic experience that you've had, you're relating realistically to other people, and you're sort of putting yourself out there so people can resonate with that energy that you're putting out. They can see that you're a real person that they can connect with. So I think that's very important.
Now, the related question, at least to me, the related question is, how much time are we supposed to spend on Facebook?
Well, that's actually a great question. I would say there's no supposed to's, you know, because everything is flexible and works differently for each person. I mean, no one person has the exact same schedule, the exact same life. So it really depends on each person's time, on what they want to do. And it also is based on what their intention with it is. I mean, one of the things that we talk about is, if you don't have a lot of time, or you want to make sure that you're able to, you know, focus and make this effective and efficient, then what we encourage people to do is just have a 20-minute focus block where, you know, you can turn off the phone, you don't have other browsers open, you're not checking emails.
Right, you don't multitask.
Exactly. And just being able to focus 20 minutes on what your process is. So if it's checking your wall, if it's commenting with other people, keeping engaging conversations going, if it's about sharing a question or sharing an experience or sharing a blog post or something like that, just doing that and then networking with other pages, just having 20 minutes to focus on your page, it's going to give you probably more than enough time as long as you're focused and even being focused on Facebook and not being distracted in the wall by seeing what your friends are doing and then looking at other pictures and going, because I've been there too, so it's definitely a practice.
Right.
But I think that even 20 minutes a day can be incredibly effective for people. But again, it's up to whatever it is you want to do. You can put an hour into it if you want, if that's what you're truly looking to do and that's going to be your main focus. But, you know, I think 15 to 20 minutes can be plenty for a fan page.
Well, and since you just mentioned 15 to 20 minutes, we have to go on another break. But please, everybody, stay tuned, and we will be right back with the Social ROI and Jarrett James Peterson.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We're back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. I have Jared here with me today talking about social media, and especially social media related to Facebook, how to market and how to become successful in a way that benefits both parties while coming definitely from the heart and being able to do work that you're passionate about. Jared, before we go on with all the exciting thing that you do, can you just let people know how to get in touch with you if they're interested?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is thesocialroi.com, and ROI stands for Return on Investment. So people can check out our website at thesocialroi.com. We're also on Facebook. If you want to search us, you can go to facebook.com/thesocialroi. Or you can search us on Facebook and find us there. And, we're very responsive on our fan page, so I think that would probably be one of the best ways to get in touch with us.
Okay. So definitely the Facebook. And I'm so glad you just explained what the ROI stands for. I knew it once, but, of course, I forgot. So return on investment. And I think that's a very good way to look at the work that you're actually doing. And we mentioned... you create fan pages. We mentioned that you help administer and sometimes help with some of the messages that are being sent out. What else do you do? And I guess before even what else do you do, how did you exactly get there? How did you create the social ROI?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a funny story because, you know, as we were just talking about in the last segment, it's, you know, about having focused time blocks so that you can, you know, take care of the social media activity that you need to do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And about, it was probably 6 or 7 months ago, I noticed that I was spending a lot of time on Facebook specifically, and more time than, you know, I probably would have wanted to. But, I mean, I'm sure anyone listening who's on Facebook, you know that it has this pull. It can just take you into the Facebook vortex.
Addiction,
and, you know, before you
yeah.
know it. And so I was spending, you know, probably an hour or maybe more a day. And I wasn't doing many things that were very productive. I was sort of, you know, making comments and connecting with people, but it wasn't business related. I was just on there for a lot of time. And I realized that, you know, I need to change something here. Like, I either need to stop using it so much, or I need to find a way to make it more effective and actually, you know, monetize it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, me always being a creative entrepreneur and having a passion for marketing, I figure, well, let's see what we can do with Facebook. Like, let's find a way to make this work, because I was having fun doing it. So instead of denying myself something that I enjoy doing, I decided to embrace it and just find a way to make it work more effectively. So through that experience, my business partner Jacob and I, we came together and we said, you know, there's a lot going on with Facebook. Why don't we create something around this? And so we did, and that's where we created the socialroi.com, which is all about helping people have a professional and profitable presence on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so from there, we started finding out how to develop these websites within Facebook. And as people have seen, if they go to the Whispered Energy page or some of the other people that we've developed these pages for, they get to see that there is it's like a website within Facebook. So we started developing these for people.
Yeah, which is fascinating. Actually, if you think about it, I don't even think we'll need our own individual web pages soon anymore, you know?
Yeah, and that's a very interesting point, that I think more people are moving towards this, towards Facebook, because, I mean, there's almost 1 billion people on this one network.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to pay for hosting, so, you know, that's an expense that's not really necessary with Facebook. And, you know, all the traffic that you would need is already on Facebook. Obviously, you can leverage Twitter, you can do videos on YouTube, you can, you know, do other forms of advertising and marketing. But as far as getting people to your information to see your website or to see what you do to help people sign up or become involved with what you do. I mean, there's more than enough people on Facebook. So, yeah, a lot of people are actually starting on Facebook before they even have a website. And I think that's a really smart move to make because it's sort of, I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it that we won't really have time to go through on this, on this call. But yeah, I mean, that there's a lot of really great reasons for doing that.
And now you share with us a little bit about things that you do. One thing that you haven't mentioned and that I know you have done before are webinars or helpful videos for people. How do they fit into the overall scheme? I know that you've done some webinars free for everybody. You've posted them on Facebook, some aspects about, like, I think one was on the new lists that Facebook has. So you also share a lot of information for free with people via videos or webinars. Where does that fit into your mission or your passion?
Yeah. So that was actually inspired by just, because I, you know, I've been learning the process of how to maximize Facebook, and through my our experiences, I've seen other people asking me questions. They're like, you know, how do I tag people, or you know, how can I connect my fan page with my personal profile? And it's like all these different questions. I'm like, well, I would explain it to them, and I'm like, well, let me just make a video, because making these like screen capture videos was really easy and simple for me, so I enjoy doing it. So I'm like, okay, I'll just do that, and then so I started making more and more videos that would be helping people really learn these basic but effective strategies. And so over the period of a few months, you know, I had a collection of a lot of different videos. And so what I decided to do is actually package them together and create what I call our Facebook empowerment course. So that there's a series of about 21 videos where it's basically our company's marketing system, as well as all of these different key strategies that people can implement that are just super simple step-by-step processes on how to do all of these different things. And so we've actually bundled those together. And on our webinar that we're doing tomorrow, December 17th, we're going to be announcing a little bit more about that and talking more about how people can get that.
Okay, well, you just mentioned the webinar that you're doing tomorrow, which is transformative, and the time to do it is now. So what is this webinar all about that I'm, of course, thrilled about anyhow, and I've signed up for it, but what are you going to share in that webinar, and who's going to be part of it, and for whom is it? Who's the target audience?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're doing this webinar. It's going to be Saturday, December 17th. At noon Pacific, and there will be a replay available for anyone that won't be able to be there live. You can sign up. We'll give you that address in a bit. So we're actually putting this together with Tina from Whispered Energy, and we're going to be collaborating on that with this special webinar. What we're going to be doing, not only are we going to be showing people sort of the fundamental success principles with Facebook, and some of which we covered here in this interview, you know, how to engage questions, being authentic with your messages. So that's definitely part of what we're going to be talking about. And we're also going to be going over a lot more in depth as far as what the process is, what does a successful campaign look like, what does a nice fan page look like, how can people get that for their own page. And what we're also doing is something that's pretty revolutionary. I've never seen it before. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be making an offer that people can have a professional fan page, and so they can also get our empowerment course, Facebook empowerment course, along with it. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be making our sales public so that everyone who's part of this webinar can see it. And what we're also going to be doing is when we get to a certain point, a certain number of sales, what we're going to do is we're going to give money to an organization called Free the Children to basically have a schoolhouse built for children in Kenya.
So that's wonderful. Can you repeat that? I mean, because we're talking about business, but I want people to know that this is not all business, that there is an aspect to this that is really heart-centered in addition to everything else that you said, but you're actually going to give money, right? I want people to understand that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be working with this organization called Free the Children, and they're a very, very well-established nonprofit organization. They build schools and communities all over the continent of Africa. And what they do, and what I really appreciate about them, is it's not, you know, this organization is going down there and building the school and, like, you know, giving a list of donors on the wall. They're basically giving this money to the community so mm-hmm. that the community can build the school itself. So it's actually a hand up rather than a handout.
Yeah, and you know, part of the reason why I think that's so important is we're talking a lot about passion and heart, but it's also because of the path that you've been on now for a couple of years, and most of us are on this spiritual path. We're actually trying to create something or recreate the unity of the world, I guess, for lack of a better term. And in that, the giving back or helping those in need is so crucial. And people often forget that regardless of how successful you are, you can always give back, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So I love that you're doing it. And the webinar is tomorrow at noon Pacific, right?
That is correct. Absolutely.
Okay. And how do people sign up?
Yeah, so people can go to thesocialroi.com/webinar. That's thesocialroi/webinar. Mm-hmm. thesocialroi.com/webinar. They can sign up, register for free, and also what we're going to be doing on this webinar, which is really exciting, is we're going to be announcing a contest where we're going to be having a $1,500 first place prize, and we're going to have prizes for second, third, fourth, and fifth as well. But what we're doing with this contest is we're going to basically, after we go through the webinar and we share the value that we're doing, we're showing people how to be more successful on Facebook, we want to give people a firsthand experience of what we're talking about mm-hmm. before we ask them to really start promoting this webinar. So the contest is going to be to have people share this webinar with as many people as they can. They're going to get points for different actions that they take. And
I should have known that.
Well, you know, we could always do a follow up next, early next week, and have it work out for you that way. the contest is going to be taking place for the 7 days after the webinar live. So from the 17th to the 24th, as soon as the replay is available, the contest will be active, and so people are going to be able to share this message and really be part of this overall mission that we're doing. Because the more people that we can get to the webinar, the more people we can empower on how to successfully use Facebook, the more people we can develop a professional page for, the more likely we are to be able to give this money to have actual full schoolhouse built for kids in Kenya. So it's a really beautiful experience. And, you know, we're going to be collaborating with each and every person that's on this webinar to really not only help them, but they get to pay it forward, so to speak, and share this webinar with other people so that they can not only give kids in Africa a greater opportunity to become more educated and empowered, but then they have an opportunity to have some extra cash for this holiday season.
Wow. And paying it forward is so important. And it also reminds me that we are in time for yet another little break. So everybody, stay with us. We will be right back.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
And we're back once again on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. And we've been talking for the last about 45 minutes with Jared James Peterson from the Social ROI about social media, but mostly about Facebook. And not just that, but really how to turn a passion or a love for building relationships into a profitable business, just as Jared has done. And before we went on break, Jared, you mentioned the upcoming webinar, which is tomorrow at noon Pacific time, and that it's actually free for everybody and that you will be sharing a lot of information that will help people. How many people do you think could benefit, or who is the target audience? I know I asked something similar to that, but I don't think we quite got there. Who do you think would benefit from participating in this webinar?
Yeah, I think any person that has a business of their own, is an employee of another company who's interested in learning how to use Facebook to help that company. Any person who would potentially be looking for a job, because we know one of the most in-demand jobs right now is actually a social media manager. And so being able to use these skills and these strategies to go and to walk into a company, you just became more valuable to that company. Mm-hmm. So any person that is either looking to grow their own business, looking to become more valuable to the company that they're already working for, or anyone who's actually looking for a job, this can be a great asset to them. So I think virtually anyone who's looking to expand in the sense of business in one way or another, I think can be a great, can learn a lot and grow a lot from this webinar.
Now, you just brought something to my mind that that I sort of feel the passionate need to bring up. and that is, there are many people who consider themselves social media experts, and they sort of market themselves as such. But when I see what they do, they don't really use Twitter, and they really don't use Facebook half as efficiently as you do. What are the parameters for a good social media expert or manager?
Yeah, well, as far as, you know, being a quote-unquote expert, I think that's definitely a term that's overused. But in the sense of being able to leverage that to work with a company, I think that if someone has the skills and implements the strategies that can give that company a positive return on investment, then you can. I mean, you don't need to call them an expert. If they can be effective for that company, then that's all that really matters.
Right.
So what we're going to be sharing are fundamental principles for how to develop a more engaging Facebook presence, how to build a community, and ultimately how to get more clients and customers. So in the sense of that, they're going to be able to learn and be able to take away a lot of good strategies that they can use and that they can then show to a company. And even, I mean, this is a great strategy that I've read in other books, as far as being able to potentially get a job if someone doesn't have a job, or get a new client without, you know, with a little risk up front for them, is give them sort of a risk-free offer. Say, look, for the first 30 or 60 or 90 days, let me do this for you for free, pretty much. Let me show you that this can work. And then after that, let's work out some sort of deal. So even in the sense of that, it can be sort of a risk-free win-win-win for everyone, obviously, as long as the person who's doing the management has the time and the resources to allow that. But I mean, giving it, making sure that it's a no risk, a no brainer kind of thing, then this can be a huge asset, whether they have studied Facebook for years or whether this is, you know, one of their first exposures to it. I think either way, as long as they implement the strategies that work, then it's going to work out for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've also shared a lot of examples with us throughout this hour of what people can do. And I'm wondering, other than your page, which pages, for example, on Facebook, do you think would be good examples for your work? Where would you guide people? Because you do so many different things. I mean, I could think of just four pages on Facebook that you're involved in, and they all look differently because they're, of course, for all different individuals. But what are some of the pages that you might say, if people look at those, they will get a good idea of the work that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think of one member of the Whispering Energy community, Mary Nalini, has her Be Heart Space page. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a great resource, because through that you can see that what we did with her is we basically, she has a book that she sells. So we give people an opportunity to learn more about that book through her fan page. And then we can link that to her website, because she already had a website implemented to sell the book. And so we basically provided people a brief summary of the book, giving people an opportunity to read a bit about it, and then we linked them to her website so that they can finalize the order. Another page that we did, which was a little bit different, it wasn't a full website within Facebook, but we developed a store for them, and it's a company called Out of Africa Shea Butter. And what they do, they provide a lot of really natural, unrefined raw shea butter, which is, you know, incredible, you know, many, many benefits to it. But we actually put a store within their fan page, so you can see a lot of their different products that they sell.
That's,
you know,
cool.
You can choose the one you want. And then, again, that takes them to the website to be able to finalize their order. But also, I mean, there is a capability for us to be able to implement a store and actually have the payment process done within Facebook. And we saw that. I don't know if anyone was part of the last, with heart-centered networking on the Whispering Energy page. Mm-hmm. I mean, the PayPal button is right there within the Facebook page, and takes.
I love that.
So I mean, that there isn't, it isn't necessarily needed to have, you know, a website with a shopping cart, but some of our clients already have that in place and prefer using that. So then, you know, we can definitely work with that to make sure that's where they check out.
Okay. Well, Jared, you've shared a lot of information with us, and I'm sure that people will want to sign up for your webinar, whether they just have their own businesses or might be passionate about Facebook or social media. Again, the webinar is tomorrow at noon, and you can go to the webpage, thesocialroi.com/webinar, I believe. But you will find it there. You can also find it in many places on Facebook. Either on the Facebook page for the Social ROI, and I know I also have it on my page, the Natalie fan page on Facebook, which is just facebook.com/NetIsis2012. It's also, of course, listed on our Whispering Energy page. So lots of information for anybody interested in social media, especially in regards to Facebook. Jared, it's been a pleasure, and I really appreciate your time. I want to thank you, and I know that tomorrow's webinar will be an enormous gift to hundreds, if not thousands, of people. So I appreciate your time.
Much.
And I want to thank everybody also for tuning in today, and I hope you'll tune in again next week when we're having David Matthew Brown from the White Lion Counseling talk with us a little bit about grief, loss, and how to manage just living in the times that we're living in. So please tune in again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Thank you and have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingISIS.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.